You know, many real leaders in Colombia have reached out to me to tell me how ridiculous the recall is and offered support and asked me how I'm doing. So I'm very grateful to that. But I campaigned through one semester of grad school. I have no intention of campaigning through a second. It's no secret that I'm a graduate student pursuing my master's in public health and that I'll be graduating this coming up this year. And that I'm planning to pursue a PhD in public health. And I will potentially be leaving Columbia in August to pursue that degree, and so I didn't see it wise to use city resources to run a recall election in April to know that I would be stepping off potentially in August. So as a leader, it's important to know when it's time to step down, and as the representative of the most important ward and one of the most influential votes on council, it was not a decision that I took into light consideration. The city doesn't go in a direction unless a majority of council supports it. No single decision that I made on council was the sole reason that we chose the path that we did. But as a council representative, I stand firmly behind every decision that we made as a majority and feel that I was a part of great leaders moving our city forward. My resignation, effective noon tomorrow, will allow council to take action today to put the first ward on special election for a candidate for the April election. Should the recall have been successful, the ward would have gone unrepresented from April to August. And this will allow for a shorter time without representation. To those who feel I'm giving up or quitting, I don't just quit anything that really matters to me. And while council is an honor and important for our community, my family and my personal career are far more important to focus on. It was not a job, so I need not find another. This was a volunteer position for the community that with a $6,000 a year stipend that takes far more time than financially compensated. But it's a position that comes with power, and I use that power to uphold the laws that we have in place and to not put laws in place that we couldn't uphold despite the group of citizens angered by our actions. I'm ready to go back into the community as one of the 90% that's happy with our great city but ignorant of the day-to-day dealings. But I don't go back without knowledge. After working with staff and council for this short period of time, I know that we have great individuals who will guide our city in the right direction, a phenomenal staff that's dedicated to the community and has been an honor to work with. Thank you to each of you. As hard as this position is, you gave me the ability to appreciate the work you do for Columbia.